Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are super duper excited to be here today and to be able to bring you some information that will hopefully be right on time as we are preparing for Hurricane Dorian, and wishing you guys all the safety and blessings as we continue to ride this storm out. But like we do every single week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So, Pastor Dab, go ahead and take it away.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be in the land of the living. Thank God for another day, a new day, which we've never seen before. I just come to tell everyone good afternoon to all our listeners out there in radio land. And we just want you to know that we love you out there. And today our scripture is going to come from Mark 4 and 39. It says, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. So that what we're saying here is whatever you're going through, which we know that there's a storm out there on the ocean. We know there's storms are out there. We know there's hurricanes out there. But whatever we're going through today, whatever you're going through, we must speak the word of God to our situation. There is power in the word of God. There is peace in the word of God. And there is protection in the word of God. So we have to speak God's word. We have been authorized to use it and expect results. So we must continue to stand on the promises of God. And I believe God and everything he says. So we have to speak what God spoke. Speak his word, not just our words. But speak the word of God, and we can tell that wind and the wave. We can speak to those winds and to the waves. Peace, be still. Amen? All right. Amen. Love you guys. So no matter what you're going through, speak to your situation. Peace, be still. And it shall be done if you believe. Amen?
Amen.
Take it away, Star.
So that's a great great word, and we're speaking to our situation, and we're also preparing for our situation today, and that's very important, too. So we got to be able to speak peace, be still, and at the same time we're speaking peace, be still, we are also in preparation mode and doing everything that we can are in to make sure we are prepared, and you know, we're not going to be like the foolish virgins with the wise ones. So we're trying to do everything that we can do to be prepared and be able to withstand the storm and to be able to, you know, really track it and follow it. Because especially for those who have children with special needs, it's a little bit more of a delicate situation. And so I want to encourage you guys to get prepared as much as possible. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And just some of the basic things that we've done. I can tell you guys for sure that you got to get some water. My mom always freaks out about the water, the water, the water. And we've seen a truck at Home Depot. They were actually getting like, I look like they were buying up all of Home Depot's water. It was a big pickup truck. And mommy's like, Star, look at all that water, you know. But it just shows you that some people, you don't know what they're preparing for, but everybody is preparing, I guess, according to their situation and what they have. So we don't know how many people they're responsible for or what their situation was. All we seen was a big pickup truck backed up into the Home Depot, and it was just getting case after case after case after case of water, like on this pallet. So that was a big eye-opener for us to see that. And and then we went to a couple other places. Some places were out of water, and some places had a limit on water, and you know, that's, those are all the things that happen when a storm comes. So it's usually just a good rule of thumb just to buy water pretty consistently and just try not to run out of it, because especially living in Florida, you never know when you're going to be in a situation where you're going to need water in hurricane season especially. So that's just something that's really good to do in Florida, is to keep water at all times, and then especially in hurricane times, to be able to go then and stock up, but you're not starting from scratch. You know what I mean? So that's one good tip that we can give you that we've started to do over here. And another thing that we're doing over here is we gassed up all the cars, and these are just basic things, but some people aren't going to do them. So we want to tell you guys to make sure that you gas up all your cars and make sure that they're on F in case you have to evacuate. Because the last time we evacuated, we've seen people on the side of the road that had run out of gas. We've seen people, the lines at the gas stations were so long, and the gas pumps actually ran out of gas. They were waiting on gas, and they for sure weren't even putting premium gas in their tanks anymore. So those were a couple of things that I noticed the last time with the gas, where even though you have a car that might run on premium, if you don't have any premium in a side tank or something, you're not going to be able to put premium in your car. It'll just have to taste regular, you know? So those are some things I noticed the last time.
Yeah, we had to put regular in the tank instead of premium. But we had to keep it moving. So whatever means necessary that you have to do, you know, to stay ahead of the storm, and so you won't get caught in the storm, you know.
Right.
That was our only choice. That was our only choice we had, either, you know, put regular in or just sit there, still be out in the storm.
So that's really, really good. So get your gas early. And then I say just keep an eye on the storm so you know if you need to evacuate. Because one of the things that I think people don't want to be scared and live in fear, but I also see that another thing people hate to do is to be sitting ducks on the highway, you know, just sitting there because the traffic gets so bad. So I think it's just a good idea to keep your eye on the storm, you know, while you have power and everything. Just keep your eye on the storm. And I'm talking about the Weather Channel, because, like, the news sometimes, unfortunately, they just overdo everything. So our family, it'll be like not even raining outside, and our family is called. I've gotten text after text after text today already. Are you guys safe down there? And I know they mean so well, but it's because they over-sensationalize things on television. So when we're in Kansas, when they're in Kansas and they see the stuff that's happening on the news, wherever news stations they are watching, you know, it might be over-sensationalized, even though the storm is headed this way, but they're showing, you know, they might be showing one place where it's raining really bad and you know, make it look like everything is worse than what it is at this particular time. So, but make sure that you are watching the Weather Channel, I would say, instead of just like a general station that maybe could possibly be over-sensationalizing what's really happening. And with the Weather Channel, you can see the direct path yourself and what's going on. Also, special needs websites, like I know I've been following the Family Cafe, and they've been doing an excellent job of keeping up with the storm and tracking the storm and putting out updates. And one thing that I want to encourage you guys to do is I want you guys to sign up for the special needs registry. I just signed Gabriel up for the special needs registry. I did it right before this radio program, and I wanted to do it so I could see how easy the process was. And you guys, it was just a couple clicks of a button. But if, you know, if something were to happen and you needed special needs, in some type of intervention for your child with special needs, you have to put your name on this list, okay? And so I went ahead and put Gabe on there. And, you know, it just helps you to be able to prepare for hurricane preparedness and being able to have that special support so people know, hey, there's a child with autism that's nonverbal, that has vision issues living in the home. And they know that. So I think that's really important, you guys. It took less than 10 minutes for me to do that. And I wanted to make sure, like I said, that I did that before we played, got on the radio. And because I wanted to make sure to see what kind of questions they asked, you know, make sure that they weren't trying to get all your information. But they want to know, they asked the questions of if anybody was on oxygen in the home, what type of oxygen. They asked about them needing wheelchair assistance, what type of support, basically what type of support is needed for them. And these are the types of things that when people are in bad situations like flooding and, you know, when people have to get to you, these are the registers where they'll say, hey, there's a family here that has this situation going on. And that's the people that they'll be able to go get because they know where you're located at. So I would definitely encourage you guys to make sure that you register in your county for the special needs registry list for hurricane and assistance in times of a storm in advance. And I believe we talked about you need to re-register. You need to re-register and check in on that. They're going to give you a login, and you can log in and you can update information. And I just think it's going to be, I think it's going to be helpful. And I know every year when we're at the Family Cafe, they always have the people there to give you assistance. And they're always talking about hurricane preparedness and, you know, disaster preparedness. And this is because these are the types of things that we need. So take a few minutes and go to the disaster. I'm going to give you guys the website so that you can go there. Take a few minutes and go to this and be able to look and see what's going on so that you can be prepared for the storm, okay?
Right.
So right. I think that's really, really key. And you guys can also follow, I shared it on our Giveaway Foundation page, and it actually has the link there. So you can go to the Giveaway Foundation, and you'll be able to find out how to register right from the link. You'll be able to find out how to register for your, you'll be able to register for the disaster program. So I think that's really, really important. The special needs register, and you're going to go to www.floridadisaster.org. www.floridadisaster.org. And it really, like I said, it took a few minutes, and it puts you on the first responders list in your county if you are a person that has a disability. So, of course, we just put Gabe on there, and I just think this is so important. Okay, you guys? So we're trying to help families to be able to win, and that's why we're here. So we're going to go ahead and play our first song. Are you ready to win? Hope so, because we are.
Save the world, but I'll try to be a good example and to let my light shine, doing right by others and treat my neighbors kind. Oh, I can't save the world, but I'll try. And I don't know why this big world is full of evil. we should be loving people. And I don't know why people will not help the neighbors when that's exactly what we're made for. I can't save the world, but I'll try to be a good example and to let my light shine, doing right by others and treat my neighbors kind. Oh, I can't save the world, but I'll try. And I there's so much division, and I don't know why we won't love in spite of race, turn to peace instead of hate. I'll try to do the very best in everything I do. I'll try neighbors kind. Oh, I can't save the world, but I'll try. I can't save the world, but I'll try. I can't save the world, but I'll try.
All right, you guys. I love that song. I can't save the world, but I'll try. And when you have that kind of attitude and that kind of heart to help other people and to do your very, very best on this journey, you know, you truly are living a winning life and you truly are victorious. When you are helping other people and you are striving to be your best and help others be their best, I mean, there's just so much peace that comes with that. And so much love and so much joy. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket. You just feel like you're doing what God has called you to do. And it's such a peace and a joy that comes with that. So I love that song, I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try. And that's what we're doing. We're trying our best to give you the great information to help you, especially during this time now with Hurricane Dorian. So I want to read what I just came in through the Family Cafe. I just sent over the information for the special needs registry. So if you guys do have children and family members that have special needs and you live in Florida, you can go to www.floridadisaster.org. And I just got this in after DeSantis emergency declaration for Hurricane Dorian. DCF requested a waiver from the USDA to allow early release of September benefits. So this is good, according to the USDA, with full support from Governor DeSantis and our president. The waiver was approved in less than 24 hours. So I'm thinking that means that it looks like it was a waiver passed so that people will be able to get some type of support. And maybe our people's benefits will come early because of the hurricane. I know that I remember when they had Hurricane Katrina, and I remember one of the things that people said was they didn't have enough money to leave because their was like their Social Security didn't come until the third or something like that. And so they were waiting on that. Do you remember those stories that you heard, Mommy?
Oh, yeah, I heard those stories. Yeah, but, you know, just people just, we get so caught up and we get in that state of panic. And I think that's, you know, it's bad when you don't have no way to leave. And then, you know, you just start getting, you start panicking. And then, you know, and it's hard to tell somebody to stay calm, you know, because you just feel trapped. And you don't, you know, I think a lot of people just, fear sets in. Fear grips the people and they think, oh, I'm not going to make it out of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be to God, you know. And even if you have a plan to stay home and ride it out, still be prepared to leave. Always be prepared to go. Have an exit plan. Don't just have a plan, one plan. I'm just going to stay here and stick it out. No, have your stuff packed in the car. Be ready. All you got to do is get in the car. Don't be trying to put stuff in the car when the winds are blowing 50, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. You know, it's too late then. So even though you plan to stay home, have you something already packed in place in your vehicle that you're going to roll out and get out of there, you know, in case you have to go. Have your stuff already packed and prepared to leave. You know, pull out. I was thinking, I got to pull out my rain boots, you know. You just make all things, get everything in order. Yeah, I said we got to pull out our rain boots. We done bought all these rain boots and everything. This is the time to utilize them. But anyway, you just make sure you have everything prepared to make a move. Even though your plan is to stay, also be prepared to leave. And I think that's key. You know where your closest shelters are to you. You know, always have a backup plan so that you can always stay ahead of the storm, not get caught in the storm.
Yeah, so, so important. Yeah, know where your closest shelters are. Know where the special needs shelters are. Know if those shelters take service animals. Those are all important things that you have to factor in. And like I said before, make sure that you sign up for that. It didn't take but less than 10 minutes to sign up for that special needs registry at www.floridadisaster.org. And this is the time when we have natural disasters like this, it lets first responders in your county know that there's a person with disabilities that lives at your address so they can help, okay? So
right.
I just think that those are just very important things to do for you to set up in place in advance. And they will know there's a person here that needs oxygen. There's a person here that needs XYZ if something were to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person here that's nonverbal. There's a person here that vision impaired. There's a person here that has seizures. They had all this whole list of everything, all different conditions, and you got to pick what was your situation, and that way you can be prepared, and they can know how to be prepared to help you. So I think that's really important,
mm-hmm.
and I hope you guys will take heed to those things. I hope you've gassed up your cars. And I hope you've got water. I hope you've got some non-perishable food that won't go bad. You know, batteries, light. Those are all basic things. But don't forget them because in the time of a storm, me and Mommy were talking. I said, I'm trying to watch my carbs. She's like, you ain't going to care about no carbs. And Quentin said the same thing. He said, you ain't going to care about no carbs if you're hungry. You only got bread.
Bread and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Anything you have to eat to keep your lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes we're in a state that, you know, has hurricanes. It's, you know, we're in the hurricane season every year. So sometimes we get so comfortable, you know, and then sometimes we can become lackadaisical and nonchalant about some things because it comes every year. These things happen every year. We get too comfortable and we don't get, you know, we get caught up into just the comfort that we don't sometimes make preparation. We don't take heed. But we have to take heed and know when it's time to make that move.
Yeah, and never get too comfortable. And we're so thankful Quentin got the RV packed up and ready. So if we have to get out of here by way of car. And that's when Gabriel thinks, you know, he just thinks he's getting ready to go in the other house. So he likes that. So, but those RVs turn into getaway caravans, I would say. They really turned into our getaway. I really have a new respect for it. I told you guys last time when we used it to kind of to flee from the storm, you know, it just takes it just from being a recreational vehicle or something that you wanted to be able to have to go on tour. It makes it a thing that you're able to to leave and be safe with all the comforts of home and flee from the storm. So I love having an RV just for that particular purpose alone now. I feel like no matter where we were, if there was danger or anything in any area, we would be able to get up and get in that RV and get out of here. So,
if we evacuate in enough time, because if everybody evacuates at the same time, nobody's not going to get anywhere. We're just going to be stuck out in the open. So we must take heed and leave in enough time where we won't all be just locked up in traffic, run out of gas, and just be out there
on the highway. And I hope you guys are still able to have an awesome holiday weekend. This is a holiday weekend. It's a hurricane weekend. So it's so much going on this weekend. But I hope and pray people are still feeling blessed out there. And I think just maximize your weekend. Yeah. And you guys, the storm could go right out into the sea and not hit us at all. So we just keep an eye on it. Like I said, watch the Weather Channel and watch stations that are not going to over centralize the situation so that, sensationalize the situation so that we think that it's worse than what we are. Because people, sometimes the news does put panic and fear in people. But if you watch it and you can look at the weather station logically and you can see the path for yourself, because it's constantly changing. One minute it's picking up speed, the next minute it's losing speed. So keep an eye on it for yourself, you guys. And thank you for tuning in to our program today, Ready to Win. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you guys next week on our program, because we are ready to win.
Love you guys.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.